Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host, and we have quite a show tonight. We're on for a full hour, and we are in the fifth dimension tonight, and we are so excited to be on tonight in this miraculous fifth dimensional energy. I'm so excited tonight. We have a very special guest with us, but to start off, I'm going to take us into a very amazing multidimensional energy affirmation. So let's all activate our palms and put our hands on our heart chakra. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and I always like to start the show off by saying, we are love, we are light, and we are in the fifth dimension. I love being in this multidimensional world, being in this frequency. Love is multidimensional, and I view love from every angle. I choose to have the highest God awareness. We don't have to suffer. We can be healed. We are grateful. We are love. We are multidimensional beings. Our soul loves being in a higher dimensional frequency. We are immortal, infinite, divine, loving. We don't have to suffer. We can be healed. Every cell in our body can have a beautiful, loving light. We are here to help and serve, leaving the third dimensional worry and pain behind. We are strong. We are love. And we can be in this magical fifth dimensional and higher frequency of the cosmic light, of love, of the fifth dimension and beyond. We can feel amazing and safe. We are love, we are light, and we can feel this magical energy of joy. Let's take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and leave behind the third dimension and be in this magical fifth dimensional frequency. We have 1 hour to be together in this fifth dimensional energy, taking a deep breath, inhale and exhale, hearing the words, I am healed. I am healed. And just penetrate that frequency through your body, going into this dimensional frequency, in this energy that we're all together today. This is going to be a very, very special show, because not only are we going to be talking to somebody that's a very special human being, he is going to be telling us about his life. His name is Danny Arojo. He's an actor, writer, producer, director, and military veteran, and a geek with a major bachelor's degree in film production and script writing. He has over 90 film, TV commercial credits and won 4 Best Actor awards at various film festivals. He loves to meditate, and we do that on this show. We love meditating. And he hasn't missed a day in over 10 straight years. He reads books like we love here. We love books, but especially comic books. We're going to hear about that. He loves working out, writing scripts and journals, playing fantasy football. We're going to hear about that. Video games, seeing old classic Hollywood films. And I love that too, on the big screen. So there's a lot of fun stuff we're going to hear about from Danny. A lot of things that he's been up to recently since I've met him as being his friend. And we're going to bring Danny out here now. I just want to remind everybody, the show to call in tonight, 888-627-6008. And we are up, Danny also said, we're going to ask him right now, let's bring Danny out right now. Danny, are you here?
I am here. What an introduction. My goodness. That sounds like a very interesting guy. I want to be friends with him.
Yes, I'm really glad I met you and we are friends. And yeah, we want to hear all about your adventures.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I tell you, when we first met back in February of this year, we had such a nice connection. Like, we knew instantly that we were going to be friends based on how we were chatting and how we were talking, how we were connecting. And here we are months later, and it's just elevated to such a nice place. You know, I'm just grateful to have you in my life, and you're such a dear friend to me. I appreciate you.
Definitely. I enjoy being friends with you, too. And we have a lot of things in common, and we'll get into that, definitely. But I love that you have been in, because I used to be in the entertainment business, like really in the thick of it. But you're also in the spiritual world. So let's get into that a little bit, too.
Okay.
Do you want to start out talking about how you got into your meditation journey? And then you'll talk about your acting, too?
Yeah, of course. You know, sometimes bad things may happen in your life, but what I've noticed when bad things kind of happen, they usually result into something good happening, because you learn some of the greatest lessons when you're experience something not quite so good. I went through a very, very, very bad relationship with this girl. And when it ended, I just felt like I needed to find a place to get centered again, find the gratitude again, find my place again. And I started meditating just on gratitude, like simply just 10 minutes of just being happy for the little things that I have in my life, my family, my health, a career that I've been working on that I enjoy doing. And sometimes you forget the most basic things that you have in your life that really, if you think about it, make you so happy, but one little thing may trip you up and then you forget about all the great things. So that one day of meditation then turned into 2 days, turned into a week. I wasn't planning on it going forever and ever and ever and ever, but I just know I was feeling good every day doing it, and I was starting to look forward to it. A week turned into 3 weeks, it turned to a month, turned to 6 months, turned to a year. Before you know it, I'm at 5 years, and now I just celebrated 10 years of meditating. And
wow.
I am telling you, as much as that relationship was not a good thing for me, I mean, some people just aren't compatible. It is what it is. I am nothing but grateful to her for having had that experience, because it motivated me to be where I'm at today. And I love where I'm at today. It's such a great place to be. I walk with happiness and gratitude, and I just find that I attract more of that, more people like that in my life. And what a great place to be. So thank you to the ex, and thank you to the universe for being patient until I found you, and I jumped in fully, and things have been great ever since.
Yeah, meditating, that's a really great story. Meditation, and I was brought to meditation through my near-death experiences, and meditation can definitely bring you to a higher manifestation of everything in your life, which is health, abundance, bringing you to different types of dimensions, different friends.
Yes.
It's leaving the past completely behind and moving you into a different future. And do you feel that it's manifested for you?
Well, eventually, when I got deeper into my meditation and I learned how to really sit still and be okay with sitting for 10, 20, 30 minutes, an hour, longer, then the universe was providing for me these new opportunities in my meditation. First, it was just about me just finding gratitude, and that took a minute. And then it was about me understanding that I am worthy, that I am deserving, that I am enough. And then I would start discovering these great meditations on YouTube from a Dr. Wayne Dyer or Joe Dispenza or Abraham Hicks. And then they would teach me what they were professing and what they were speaking about. So it's just been kind of a great journey of when I was ready for the next level of teaching came. So like right now, for example, I'm at a level now where I'm learning to just learn to let go and not push and not force. Because, once I've learned to embrace the gratitude of where I'm at and understanding that I am enough, especially in this industry that I'm in where, you know, you can audition 100 times and maybe only get 5 bookings. So you have to learn to be okay with people rejecting you all the time. Well, how does that make you feel as a person? I'm not taking anything personal from it because I've taken the classes. I've done the work. I know I am enough. I know I am talented enough. The right opportunity will present itself. Now I don't even force it. I just keep doing the work. I don't plan in my head because that's kind of where you start to get sad. You start to get anxious. Anxiety builds up because you're planning about how it's supposed to happen and how it's supposed to manifest. And that took me a minute to learn to let go and just trust. I did the work. I submitted the auditions. Thank you for the opportunity. I let it go. And let's see how the universe will now allow me to flow into the next stage or the next level, whether I get the gig or not. It's okay. You know, so that's where I'm at. So that's the levels of you just kind of learn as you go along. And I've learned quite a bit in these 10 years, quite a bit. Yeah.
I would say so. And that's also being in that fifth dimensional zone. You know, you put it out there and then you roll with it. And let's talk about the work. You know, let's talk about who Jenny Arojo is. You know, you are a powerhouse for the work. You are a Latino representative, right, of the community, of the entertainment community. And you've done, I mean, just since we've become friends, I've seen you and a television show called Darman, and this is recently the Pit, and you don't even have that on your resume, like here. But you're very humble, but you are constantly working as an actor, and you've done so many films. You were an Emmy nominated for an Emmy recently.
Well, yeah. So not quite. Not quite Emmy nominated, but I submitted myself for Emmys, and I was in the running to get a nomination, which is still quite an accomplishment considering, you know, there's a small percentage of people that find themselves being able to submit themselves for Emmy consideration. And man, it is a lot of work. But what a great place to be amongst my peers, amongst people that I admire that have been nominated or have won Emmys. And then there's my face with the work I'm doing, asking for their vote.
That's really
They're watching
cool.
my work. Yeah. And you know, to think about when I first started acting and then where I'm at now and where I hoped I would be. And it's like, man, I just see the steps and it's just climbing one peg at a time, one step at a time on the ladder. And you just keep going and going.
Yeah.
And eventually you find yourself like, whoa, I have made some tremendous progress. This is wonderful. This is great.
Yeah. Why I'm bringing that up is because I used to be in the entertainment world and I remember the auditioning.
Yeah.
But what I love about you, and I want to answer this question, is that you combined spirituality with your work as an actor. And I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you do life coaching, but do you think that with a meditation and your years of meditation, do you think it is helping you get the roles as an actor? And do you use that? Are you doing that right now currently at all with your friends? Or are you currently helping people with that technique?
Yeah, Kimberly, 1,000,000%. Yes. It's helped me with my acting, with my career, with my writing, establishing better relationships with people and friends. I mean, I have people reach out to me. It's funny. They go, yeah, I need a dose of my daily Danny talk. And I sometimes help people just kind of talk through what they're going through and help them to understand what they're dealing with, that sometimes your mind creates bigger scenarios than what it really is, you know, and the problem that you're going through is actually kind of small. Or, you know, I try to show them the bigger picture and I try to introduce them to meditating. I don't want to change their beliefs, whatever religion it is. I want people to embrace what they believe, but I also want them to get out of their mind because sometimes they are their own worst enemy. I can only go by my own personal experience. When I had some of the toughest times, let's just say for the career, for example, when I look back, I'm going, boy, that was just me way overthinking, way thinking negatively about myself.
So you are a life coach. You do life coach people that are looking to start out with their acting and start out even with any kind of meditation.
I guess you can say that I do without actually saying that I'm a life coach, but it definitely seems to be the next step for me on this journey, because people reach out to me and they ask, or I have people that I teach acting to over Zoom. And I have like a student who's like 14 and students who are all the way up to 7 years old, and they all go through stuff mentally, especially in this career. And
yeah,
after I teach them acting and teach them how to monologue and teach them things, I spend the last 10 minutes just talking them up about how great they are and how to get out of their own way, and send them, you know, like a little basic 10-minute meditation or 15-minute meditation about with affirmations about how to feel good about yourself, because ultimately you can be your own worst enemy, or you can be your greatest ally. You can be your own superhero. And that's, look, I'll make
but
it clear
I love
to
that
you.
I will, you oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that I will be working on me until I'm buried in the ground. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. You have to constantly work. So it's like going to the gym. You have to constantly train your muscles. You have to do the cardio. You have to always mentally, in your mind, work on it. And I think it's something you have to do every day. It doesn't matter how old you are. Sorry to interrupt.
Exactly.
But yeah, please.
And what I was going to say is that you're not only you are an amazing actor, my guides say, but you're also a motivational life coach, where you do this, I feel, as a service to people, because you're so busy with your acting, but this is something that my guides are saying. They're just saying, I'm channeling right now, but they are saying that you do this out of service for people, because I do believe that you're going to win that Emmy or Oscar, they're telling me.
Oh,
so I want you to know that the lines are blowing up. People want to talk to you. They love you, Danny.
Oh,
so our lines are blowing up right now. People want to talk to you. But before we go to break, because we are going to take some of these calls, my guides want to ask you a couple questions about how you feel about life on other planets. So we want to ask you that.
Did I answer now? Wait for the commercial break.
No, let's answer before we go, real quick.
Okay, great. What do I think about life on other planets? I believe wholeheartedly that there's life. The universe is teeming with life on other planets. In this vast, infinite universe with multiple dimensions and multiple realities and parallel universes, we are inundated with life. Some from only at the amoeba stage, to some way more advanced than us that use mind to, you know, they are so elevated, like how, you don't talk about being in the fifth dimension, they're in the 38th dimension. And they can go from here to there and everywhere with just the thoughts. They're living in their purest form. It's all out there and it's all possible. Yes, absolutely, there's life out there.
Absolutely. And then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back. Do you want to take calls? Are you interested in talking to somebody?
I would love to. I'm humbled by the fact that anybody even wants to call to speak to me. So wonderful. I super sweet of everybody.
Yeah. And we can ask questions on all kinds of consciousness, meditation, acting. These are things that we want to talk, how to manifest higher energy, frequency. So
sure.
We're going to go.
If you want to talk comic books too, feel free. I'm a big comic book nerd geek. I can talk with the best of them.
Okay, great. We're going to go to break right now. We're listening to Danny Arojo. He's an actor, writer, producer, director, and military veteran. And we have something to talk about that, too. When we come back, we're doing an event together there, too. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith and Danny Arojo. Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information
All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At The Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We are excited tonight. We have Danny Aroha with us, and he's going to be helping me tonight answer beautiful questions on how to encourage and uplift you in the spiritual world with meditation, journey that he's been on for 10 years. Not one day has he missed his meditation, and I love that. And so many other things that we can answer your questions. So we're going to go right away with somebody from Los Angeles, our hometown here, my hometown. And her name is Valerie on line four.
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Valerie, hi.
So nice
how
of you.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You rarely am I up at this hour, believe it or not, because I get up at 4 in the morning.
Okay, so Valerie,
say
who you are and where you're from, and say hello to Danny.
I sure will. I am originally from New York, moved to Los Angeles a bit ago, and my 501c3 is called Heaven and Earth Oasis. We give free holistic healing to the veterans. And Danny, you're my type of guy, so we got to meet soon.
Valerie, hi. I appreciate you calling. Oh, I appreciate you calling, Valerie.
You're going to meet him on the 8th. We're coming. He's coming to the event.
Yes, we're having a lovely fundraiser, an all-day event. Everyone will have a chance to have some holistic healing there. And also a beautiful luncheon for everybody. And, of course, Kimberly, you're doing your magic, and it'll be greatly appreciated by everybody.
Thank you.
I look
and
forward to meeting you, Valerie.
Yeah, tell everybody on air right now, if they want to get a ticket still, they can, and where they can get it.
Yes, we have tickets on Eventbrite. We have about 40 tickets left to fill up Lowry's, which is a restaurant in Beverly Hills. And you can also go on Heaven and Earth Oasis's website. And also we take Zelle and checks, and we would love to have as many donations as possible. This year has been very difficult for the veterans. So we have a lot of female veterans that really need your help.
Yeah. And Danny, you are a vet. Yeah.
Yes. I'm an Air Force veteran. Valerie, thank you for looking out for veterans like you do. There is a lot of pain and suffering going on in the veteran world, people who have gotten out and what they've experienced and what they bring with them into the civilian world. So I do thank you personally for caring. That's very sweet of you.
Yeah.
Well,
my father
thank you.
Was a vet,
I worked with the military for over 24 years, selling them computer products and phone equipment. And this is my way of giving back to them. It's my honor and privilege to do so. And I've been doing it for 13 years.
Well, you're a big-hearted woman and you're a brave woman.
Thank you.
So this will be my fourth year, and I'm excited, so excited to be coming. I'll be doing a meditation prayer from the awakening to the fifth dimension. And this is going to be really exciting. So everybody, again, where can they find your website? You want to say the website?
Yes.
So they can leave.
Our website is on heavenandearthoasis.org. And again, you can buy the tickets on Eventbrite also.
Right.
We also have Zelle, and you can mail in a check too. We have many ways for all the people that can't do all the technical stuff.
And Danny will be there. I'll be there. And it's going
to
be a beautiful, beautiful time. So thank you for coming on.
The food is delicious. And for all of those that are vegan, we will have vegan and non-vegan food. So it'll be a little bit for everybody.
That's terrific.
And I think
looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me, Kimberly.
Thank you for coming on, Eric. And if anybody has any questions about the event, you can always email me also at thehealingtrilogy.com. So thank you for coming on tonight, Valerie.
Thank you, Kimberly. Look forward to seeing
you
soon.
Bye, Valerie.
Bye.
That's going to be a super exciting event at the Heaven and Earth Oasis, and we're super excited, Danny, that you're going to be going. So I'm really happy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
I know. It's going to be great. Okay, we have another call. We have Mickey on line 3. Mickey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Hi. Where are you from, Mickey? Thanks for calling in tonight.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. Cincinnati, Ohio. And what is your question for Danny and I?
Well, Danny and I have talked a little bit. We kind of met on a Zoom the other day. So he encouraged me to call in.
Hi, how are you? We had a fantastic Zoom meeting on Saturday with a bunch of fans of Vertical Films.
Oh,
and
cool.
It became this really deep, connected, sharing story as opposed to just someone just talking about their career and themselves. It was just like, The people that were there listening were sharing their story, and it became this really organic, good energy thing here. So one of my favorite interviews. It was amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. Do you have a question for me or Danny?
So I know the female that was just on, and I was just wondering, you know, she was saying that a lot of female veterans are struggling right now. And I was wondering what was causing that. I can say from my personal experience, I'm a government employee, but, you know, I'm a combat vet as well. And I just feel like the time that we're living in is disheartening, especially for, like, my service and, you know, the things that I went through. And I feel like right now, personally, it's been like a slap in the face. So I'm wondering if it's like, are we all connected in that same feeling, and maybe why it's going higher?
Do you want to answer that, Kimberly, or do you want me to try to answer it? Or
I mean, you can answer that. I think it's all on a personal level of what struggling really means. And vets are a different struggling probably than what you want to ask as personal question for your own self. I can't answer that.
I think we touched on that during our interview on Saturday. I think what's happening right now in the world could be very overwhelming. Especially if I'm not saying for you as an individual to not pay attention to what's happening, but you must find a way to in your mind compartmentalize what's happening, and then how you as an individual can keep going on with your life as best as you can without letting what's happening affect you, yet you can still participate and still contribute and still be a part of it in a very positive way. But if you allow everything that's happening right now as a collective to affect you as an individual, then you're not helping yourself. Because what good is it going to do if you are depressed about it and then you can't get up and go to work? You can't get up and be there for your children, be there for your family. So it really is a fine line about trying to compartmentalize one and the other. We can't deny what's happening, but we can find a way to still move forward and be positive and hopefully somehow thrive in what it is that we are trying to do with our lives. Like, I'm super sad about what's happening in the world, but it doesn't stop me from meditating and still trying to figure out what I can do. And in me being feeling good and me feeling healthy and me feeling positive, that just then instills that feeling into others who are not feeling as good. So that's how I'm contributing. And it may not sound like much, but it does contribute to others, helping to make them feel better. And then I can also contribute by being a part of communities and societies. But it doesn't help if I'm very sad and depressed about it. I hope that's not a super generic answer, but it's how I deal with it.
I think that sounds great. I'm just going to piggyback on that because we have a lot of lines to get to right now. So really happy that you called in. And I'm just going to piggyback on that real quick and say, yeah, that's why doing the daily meditation, learning how to get into a higher frequency and not stay in a third dimensional frequency, which is what's really going on in our society right now. And I think that's a great question that you brought up, Mickey, because me being a psychic, I am feeling that you're kind of struggling with that very low, dense frequency that is happening right now. And the world is collapsing. The world is in a very dense third-dimensional frequency, which we are, all of us are feeling. But learning how to meditate, learning how to grasp onto the things that we can feel grateful for, raises our consciousness to a higher dimensional frequency. That's why I wrote the book, Awaken the Fifth Dimension. Then we can try to help others. As we help others, we can boost our own frequency in our own body. And as Valerie does and as I do, we run ministries, helps us get out of our own mind, out of the stinking thinking. I hope that kind of helps you. I'm so happy you called in today on the show. Thank you so much, Mickey. Helping you a little bit there.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, you sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next caller, but thank you so much for calling in. Okay, we're going to take the next call. Melissa on line 6. And Danny, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Melissa, are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Melissa. How are you? Thank you for calling the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.
Hi. Thank you for accepting my call.
Thank you. Where are you calling
from? I was hoping for a reading tonight. I'm from Pueblo, Colorado.
Colorado. Oh, my God.
Welcome, Colorado.
Yes. Welcome, Colorado. Danny's so cute. Okay. Colorado. One time I flew to Colorado, I got really sick because I couldn't handle the altitude. Oh, my God. I can't handle it there. Okay. What is your question?
I was just kind of hoping for a reading tonight.
Okay, like a flat-out cold medical reading?
Sure.
Are you there? Okay. Do you want, like, somebody that's crossed over, that's passed away, come in for you? Is that what you want?
Sure.
Okay. You have to say something because you have to respond to us.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Real quick, because this show is about featuring Danny more than Kimberly and her people, but I am getting a father or a dad or a man coming in. Did you have your dad die?
Yes, I did.
So your dad is coming in for me, like, right away. He's circling around the top of your head. He's just, like, all around the top of your head. I don't know. He's all up in your business right now. I don't know if you were feeling your dad lately or thinking about him. Let me see what he wants to say. Can you confirm that so we could do the reading for you? Just confirm. Were you thinking about him?
Yes, I think about him every day.
Okay. So your dad is saying he had a hard crossing. Can you confirm that? It was hard when he passed?
Yes.
Okay. So he's saying that, I know when I died, it was really hard. He's saying, I know that we were like, he's trying to show me, like, he's putting his arms around you. Like, he's saying, I know that we were, you really close to him? Because he's saying, I want to be close with you again. And but we were like soulmates before, but we'll see each other again. He's saying, honey, I love you so much. And he's like always around your head. Like, he's telling me, like, I'm your guardian angel. He's like, I see him flying around your head. He's also telling me something about your head. I don't know if you have neck pain or you had like a near-death experience, but he's showing me something around your crown of your head. Can you confirm something around about that, what he's trying to say?
Yeah, I've had a few head injuries.
Yeah, he's saying something about your head. He's also saying to me, just because you had that happen with your head, he's like saying that I was there to help you with that, like you're going to be okay. Something about what's going on in your life with finances. Are you having problems with finances?
Not right now, I'm not.
Okay, good. Because saying if you did have something with finances, 2026, 2027, something about 2027 is even going to get better with money if you were. And I'm just going to wrap it up with that. So thank you for calling in. But he's saying, like, I'm your, like, main guardian angel. But your dad is always connecting to you. Even if you think he's not, he really is. He's always around you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you. God bless you.
Feel
and
better.
God bless. Something about the finances, he's saying to me, even if you don't have issues with it, something about coming into something with financial stability in 2027.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And stay hydrated. Something about you being hydrated more.
Take care. You'll feel better.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Danny.
Anything you want to say, Danny, to Melissa?
Melissa, I'm so impressed with Kimberly, and I believe everything she says, and she says it with such hearts and such great energy. So I just hope that you find peace and you're able to feel better, especially after this conversation today.
Thank you both very much.
Yeah, and as Danny's talking, your dad is like confirming over and over again how much he loves you and how much he's around you through everything that's going on right now in your life.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So thank you so much for coming on here. Anything you want to ask Danny about meditation or about anything spiritual?
Not right now. I'm kind of, I'm kind of emotional, so I appreciate
about
it.
Your dad,
so thank you.
About your dad? Your dad being here?
Yeah.
He also, okay, one more thing I wanted to say. He also keeps pointing to something about your leg. Are you having something going on medically with your leg?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because he keeps telling me something about your blood pressure and, like, going down, that could, something could happen with your blood pressure and your leg. He keeps talking about to me through my ear.
Okay.
So you might want to get your blood pressure checked out.
All righty, I appreciate that. Thank you
so much. How is your blood pressure?
I haven't had it checked in a while, but the last time it was normal.
Yeah, they're telling me it's not
probably
good right now. Yeah. When I say your blood pressure, they're going no. When I say your thyroid, they're going no. They're talking about thyroid and blood pressure.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you.
All right.
I appreciate that. I'll have it looked into. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'm going to move on now to our next caller. I think we had somebody on the line 5. If I'm not mistaken, Shirley. We have a Shirley on line 5. Do we have a question for Danny? We have Danny here. Danny.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
And thank you, Kimberly. You did a reading for me about 2 weeks ago on Wynn's show, and I had wonderful healing from that. And I am curious about Danny's, the comics that he liked and how the influence that it had upon his life.
Well, I love the fact that you asked me a geek question. I love that. Are you a collector of sorts or your family or how are you associated with it?
I have collected many things and I have lost many things.
Oh, okay. We've all been
comics.
There.
Yeah. I used to, buy comic, magazines all the time. Several collections.
Okay. Look, I'll say this, that comics and superheroes are the reason why I got into acting. As a very, 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 very young boy, watching Superman, Christopher Reeve, and just being enthralled by this thing happening here and realizing that, oh, this is acting? I mean, I had no idea. Seeing Marlon Brando play his father and then seeing him years later on video for The Godfather, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Superman's dad. And just putting the dots together, and I'm going, wait a second, acting could be a career? This is something? This is unbelievable. It's amazing. And it got me into wanting to work out. It got me into wanting to perform. With the biggest passion being to play a superhero one day in a feature film or a TV show. So it really has inspired me in the most positive ways. And even something as basic, I know it may sound kind of geeky, but, you know, just the goodness of, like you say, a Peter Parker Spider-Man or the good intentions of a Batman, though he is physically, psychologically traumatized because he lost his parents, they want to help people. You know, they ultimately want to help others, make them feel better, make them feel safe, not let them experience what they went through when they suffered loss or had fear, you know. And in some way, shape, or form, I find that I am doing that when I reach out and I help others and I give positive words or I give advice or I help out when I can. You know, if I can, you know, I've bought friends groceries before that needed help. So, you know, in my own way, I try to do my own superhero thing. I just don't wear a mask, though I would like to one day.
you're so cool. Positive.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you called in. It's so amazing. I'm so happy you called in, Shirley.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And we're so happy that we have Danny here with us tonight, and the phones are just blowing up. We have somebody else that wants to talk to you. We have a John Helvig on the line. So, John Helvig, are you here?
Yes.
Hi, John.
John, thank you for calling in. You made it.
Yes, I did. I just wanted to let you know that my veins are healing.
Oh, that's amazing. God bless you.
And I was really into meditating about a year ago, and I started using a candle because I heard that Nick Tesla used a candle when he meditated, and I also listened to music. But anyway, I was seeing, when I was looking at the candle, I was focusing on the flame, and I made the flame as big as the candle holder itself. It was like a bubble. And so I started off with a half an hour. I went up to 2 hours. I went up to 5 hours. I even went up to 7 hours. My longest was over 11 hours. And wow. When I was in that state, 11th dimension, which I think is after you meditate for 11 hours, yeah. I think you get the 11th dimension, which is God's realm. And my body felt amazing. I mean, I just couldn't explain on how well I felt with my body.
Yeah.
With love.
Well, you're a miracle that you're healed.
I'm not totally healed yet, but my cysts are almost gone.
That's great.
And
Praise God.
To ask you, Kimberly, I had one question because for the past 15 years, I have been single. And I was with Carol for 25 years. She was the longest girlfriend that I had. But I was also with Heather. And Heather was my counselor teacher back in 1989 to 1993. And I had a 3-year affair with her. And we just got too close. And she's my soulmate. She's my best friend. I haven't talked to her in over 15 years now. And I'm just wondering if there's any chance that our lives will continue to cross.
My guides, between you and Heather, if you'll meet again.
Yes. Our souls, because we're soulmates, I believe.
As companions, like to be reunited, to be together in this lifetime as a relationship?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think our energies are the same.
Yeah. My guides are saying, that you guys are soul connected, like friends, but not meant to be in a relationship. But there is a soulmate friendship there. Yeah, there's a soulmate friendship there, but there's not like a relationship supposed to be, but there's a soulmate friendship there. Someone else is supposed to come along. I do believe that. You've made a lot of progression in your consciousness and spirituality. So I do feel something is going to happen for you. It's very good, very good. But with her, they would be going backwards to try to make it fit into some sort of relationship matrix. It's not going to work that way.
Yeah,
Do you have a question for Danny at all with meditation?
I sort of do feel like I'm going backwards, but ever since I was 9 years old when I first saw Star Wars, when it came out in 1977, I started believing in other species and starting to love the astronomy.
Right.
And I don't believe I believe that my soul is not within the Earth. It's somewhere else. I'm not supposed to be here, I feel like.
Do you have an answer for that, Danny?
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of pain going on, and
yes, I've had a lot of pain in my life.
And
I don't
used to
know,
be a starseed too. Yeah.
I don't know what I can say to you in a short 30 seconds that can help you, except know that I am there for you, like sending you massively great energy and healing energy and support energy and loving energy, and know that
you are not alone when it comes to the pain that you are feeling, that there are many people that are feeling the same way. So don't feel isolated. Reach out.
I just feel lonely. That's all I feel right now.
Well, you were brave enough to call, and a lot of people don't have that bravery. Can you further that bravery into possibly speaking to a local counselor or somebody there, a therapist that can help you, someone there, a community place that you can go to and just kind of put yourself there?
Maybe. I don't know if I really need to speak to a therapist, because I spoke to this therapist a lot in my past. I just need to go out there, look for a job. And meet people. That's all I have to do.
Okay.
Meeting people
could be something as basic as you maybe joining a gym or joining a club, joining a book club, being a part of something, and
going
just connecting with the right souls.
I was thinking about maybe going back to school.
That would be fantastic. And if your gut and your instinct is telling you about that and you're feeling that, don't let your brain stop you with thoughts of why you shouldn't. Follow your gut and your heart about why you should. Because if it came out like that, then that's the right answer for you. Don't let your mind then keep you from following your gut instinct. Follow your gut instinct.
And I also do a lot with the guitar. I've been playing the guitar for over 20 years.
I went through
seven guitar teachers, and the seventh one taught me the most. He told me to write all the notes on a piece of paper, and I know all the notes up to the 12th fret, and then it just repeats itself. And I'm pretty good on the guitar.
Have you thought about playing at finding a bar, finding some people together, and putting some music together?
I've actually tried to play in a band one time, and it's just not for me. I just like playing for myself.
Then that's nothing wrong with you wanting to perform on your own, but you only tried it once. How do you know if you don't try it a second time that you may not like it this time? Don't let one experience stop you.
But one thing, I don't really like to be around a lot of people. That's one thing.
We understand that. I understand
better,
that
I'm
with your
one-on-one. I'm
with your condition. One-on-one. Yeah. Well, we are so happy that you called in.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really happy. And Danny, that's great advice for John. He's come through a lot. He has a very rare skin condition, and he's been dealing with it for quite a while.
I don't know if you know this, Kimberly, but I also have other problems in my body, too.
Thank you for calling in. We're just going to check to see if there's any more callers on the line, because we only have like 5 more minutes left of the show. So thank you, John Helvick,
for
calling
in. Thank
you
for taking me in.
Take care, John.
John, take care.
Amazing coaching there. John, we love you. Thank you for calling in. You're really an inspiration for a lot of us here.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thank you for fitting me in.
God bless you.
Bye. Bye.
If there isn't any more callers on the line, thank you so much. I want to make some announcements that are coming.
Hello?
Okay. We do have some announcements that are coming up with the Healing Trilogy, and I want to make sure Danny gets any announcements that he has coming up, too. So I just want to make sure we got those announcements before the show's over. Danny, are you having fun on the show tonight?
I'm having great fun. I didn't expect the calls to get deep like that. So I love the unexpected, and I hope that I was able to say something of value to them. They seemed like there were some very deeply hurt and some people out there that were suffering. It makes me feel really terrible. I hope I was able to say something.
This is the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We have miracles on this show, and raising that higher vibration consciousness here. So you fit right in here. You're doing amazing and helping so many people here tonight. And we have so many more callers waiting on the line here. And we want to just make sure that you guys know we're back on September 30th for another high vibrational show. And we'll be doing a whole hour of calls. But I want to just make sure everybody knows that a couple things that are coming on. Danny, we are so honored to have you on tonight. And so many people are telling me how much they loved having you here tonight and how much you uplifted all of us. And I just want to shout out that we are having a nonprofit organized miracle healing event this Saturday, which is in English and Spanish, and it's called the Mother Mary Matrix Miracle Healing Group, where we love to have you guys come. So go to thehealingtrilogy.com and just come join us this Saturday. It starts at 2 o'clock Pacific time. And then check out all our other events that we have at thehealingtrilogy.com. We have a lot going on this month in September. We have a support group, like we were just talking about, right? Go to a support group. So we have a support group. Yeah, like you said, you know, go to the support group. And we have a support group that's only like $10, $10 or $20 to join. And it's no one can get into that group. There's no replays. And so many other lovely things that we have going on at the Healing Trilogy. And do you want to make any announcement, Danny, that you have going on?
I mean, I don't. Look, I have for everybody that tried to call, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to speak. I do appreciate you very much for reaching out, whether it was to speak to me or definitely speak to Kimberly. I mean, who doesn't want to speak to her? She is pretty amazing. My goodness, her talents and her abilities and her skills are just always mind blowing to me, but she is awesome. Thank you for calling. Sorry we didn't get a chance to speak, but, just know that if you are suffering, that there are answers out there. Just be brave enough to ask for help. Be brave enough to reach out, friend, to a neighbor, you know, maybe somebody like Kimberly. The answers are always out there if you ask for it. If you ask for it and you listen, you will see the universe provide you with steps and how to get there and how to get help. So I hope you're able to find your way to live your best self and your most happiest self. That's all I really have to announce. If you do want to follow me, please, I'm on Instagram under Mr. Danny Arroyo. That's M-R Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, Arroyo, A-R-R-O-Y-O, Mr. Danny Arroyo. And feel free to send me a direct message, a DM. I'm happy to reach out and speak with you. And, you know, if you type me
website?
On Google.
And
yeah,
website?
My website is Danny Arroyo. Yeah, D-A-N-N-Y-A-R-R-O-Y-O. And if you're looking for any of the work that I've done, if you Google my name, you'll see all the work that I've done. I have almost 100 film TV credits, and I hope you enjoy it. But, Kimberly, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed being a part of this. I could have done this for another hour with you.
We want you to come back. And also, maybe you can come back and do a meditation for us. Like in the beginning, you can come on and do a meditation for all of us.
Wow.
And I wanted to tell everybody also, Danny is going to be leading the holiday meditation in December for our annual holiday giveaway gift party that we have every year, right, Danny? You're coming back to our circle.
Yes, that should be a lot of fun because I've never done it before and I'm looking forward to it.
That's in December that we're going to be doing. Okay, so to end our show, everybody always says something, words of wisdom. Do you have anything that you'd like to say to everybody, to the world? Any words of wisdom?
All right.
To everybody?
Let's see, words of wisdom. How about this? Your thoughts define you. Always think with intent. Your thoughts define you. Think and speak with intent, because words manifest, thoughts manifest. So someone once wrote me that in a book, and I always thought that was just so wonderful. So yeah, remember that, okay? And gratefulness and appreciation moves energy with positive ferocity.
Wow. I love that, Danny. We love you. Thank you for coming
Same
on
here.
The Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We love you,
Thank
Danny.
Thank you for having me. I love all of you. Thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.